With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Tonight's presidential debate will give Americans perhaps their most detailed look at a campaign that's been dramatically reshaped. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will meet for the first time face-to-face at 9 p.m. Eastern in Philadelphia. University of Michigan presidential debate expert Aaron Kroll says tonight's debate could be historic.
Given it's one night only and the unique history and circumstances surrounding it, it's going to be unforgettable and could go down as, you know, one of the most impactful presidential debates of all time.
The ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live this evening on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, a tropical storm churning in the Gulf of Mexico is expected to become a hurricane as it sets its sights on the Louisiana coast. Donna Warder has more.
Louisiana and Mississippi are preparing for Francine, which is expected to make landfall in South Louisiana Wednesday afternoon. Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Our forecast is calling for it to make landfall as a Category 2 hurricane, with maximum sustained winds around 100 miles per hour.
Reinhardt says there's a hurricane warning from Sabine Pass eastward to Morgan City, Louisiana. He says much of Louisiana and Mississippi are expected to receive heavy rainfall, which could total 12 inches in some areas. I'm Donna Water.
Several days of triple-digit temperatures have stoked a wildfire in Southern California that burned so hot it created its own thunderstorm-like weather systems. Firefighters are hoping to gain the upper hand as cooler weather is expected to move into the area. The Line Fire is raging just east of Los Angeles. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical has some election advice.
California megachurch pastor Jack Hibbs says Christians need to keep it simple at the ballot box this fall. In a new video post on social media, he admits frustration with the Republican Party and recent waffling on abortion. But Hibbs says, quote, "There is one party that's more pro-life than the other. In fact, the other is 100% pro-death. It's a death cult, and I'm talking about the Democratic Party." He's urging all believers to vote in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UN experts say a terrorist threat from radical Muslim groups remains high in conflict zones in Africa and Afghanistan, and threat levels have risen in some regions, including Europe. The World Body says that in West Africa, violence and threats have escalated. Part of the problem is governments there are weak and unable to bring the terrorists to heel. Christians, primary victims of Islamic terror. This is SRN News. New York City's Department of Homeless Services has given $4,000 grants to 150 migrant families to help with the cost of transitioning from city shelters to permanent housing.
The payments were made under the ASLE Movement Assisted Pilot Program, which first launched in December to assist asylum-seeking families and pregnant women who are staying in select DHS emergency shelters and have already found permanent housing. The funds can be used for security deposits, moving expenses, first and last month rent, and any household necessities. Grant recipients are required to document their expenses. The report claims that eligible families can also receive up to $1,000 in gift cards for household necessities and moving expenses. The effort comes as New York City Mayor Eric Adams has predicted that the migrant crisis will cost the city $10 billion over the three-year period ending in June of 2025, as the city's shelter population has tripled since he took office in 2022. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.